Hello and welcome everybody to this program, which is the fifth Sunday of Lent. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. Today we see the story of Jesus forgiving the adulterous woman. Jesus said to her, "Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No, sir. Neither do I condemn you," Jesus said. "Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." We are in Lent, and it's time to look into our hearts and see the sin that is in there. The effects of what this woman did as an adulteress would be involving another partner in marriage, and this is a serious infringement on the unity of that marriage. Yet Jesus has a very sympathetic and understanding attitude to the woman. This should help us this week, whereby maybe in our parishes we will have many visiting priests coming to provide for us with confession. And I will speak about it at the end of this talk. But it's a time to be getting ready to make a good confession. This woman in the story of the gospel today is being used as a weapon by the Jews and the scribes and Pharisees to catch Jesus out, to trick him. Firstly, he would lose his name as a generous and loving and merciful person if he were to say, "Stone her." He would never again be called a friend of sinners. And secondly, he would have a collision with the Roman law. The Romans were ruling in that country at that time. And if he said that the woman should be stoned, that would be breaking their law. Moreover, if he said that the woman should be pardoned, he would be accused of having a teaching that breaks the law of Moses, and that he was condoning and even encouraging people to commit adultery. So this was really a trap set by the Pharisees and the scribes, because they wanted Jesus to trip up and be made look useless in the eyes of the public, who were beginning to really love and follow Jesus. You will notice that he stooped down and began to write on the sand. We have no record as to what he wrote on the sand. It could be to throw off the accusers and then distract from their accusation or their testing of him. It could also be giving himself time to make an answer for their query and their testing of him. Maybe he was writing their sins so that they could see clearly they are quick to point the finger at someone, while at the same time they are not ready to see their sins in their own hearts. The answer he gave was astonishing. He said, "He who is without sin cast the first stone." The amazing thing happens that people walked away and they were able to see the sinfulness in their hearts. Now we might be trying to look at this story literally, which is always a mistake that is made by a lot of people looking at the Bible situations. We know that in practice people are very slow to condemn themselves, and especially in public they will be very slow to see and admit, "Oh, I was wrong. I've learned something, and now I will go and change." So the people turned away one by one and saw their own sinfulness. So it's likely that the writer is bringing across the message that if we look at our own hearts and see the sinner that we are, none of us are in a position to condemn other people. He's not condoning adultery, but he's giving her a second chance to go away and sin no more. Jesus wants to forgive her. He doesn't ignore the bad we do or say. When it comes to a case like this, I'm sure he would demand that there would be reparation, which means repairing the damage done. If it's a theft, if we steal something, then we must replace the goods stolen or the money stolen. Or if it's a reputation that has been destroyed, then we should try and repair that reputation by speaking good of the person and the character of that person as best we can. But he doesn't go into all that. That is implied. The main point here is that he's giving that lady a chance to begin a new life. To meet Jesus and to be forgiven, not to be condemned, as he said, neither do I condemn you, is powerful and life-changing. If we have our self-accusatory voice that is so loud in our heads that it drowns out this gentle voice of Jesus who says, neither do I condemn you. Hence, I am encouraging you to go to confession and to be aware of your sinfulness, to see where we have been mean to people in the past and we have used people maybe for our own ends, or we may also have aspects of our personalities of which we feel ashamed of. Jesus is saying to us, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He is always giving us a second chance. When Jesus looks upon this woman, he saves her. The look he has is of divinity and everlasting love. I am before Jesus, not condemned, but being sent on my way, loved and trusted. That's what happens in confession. I'm encouraging everyone to go to confession. This is the week that when parishes usually provide that facility. And the priest is there and many of them come to our parishes to help everybody, if possible, to receive the holy sacrament of confession, the healing sacrament of confession, and to hear the words, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. Even if we've been away from confession or the sacraments for a long time, please be encouraged to go and talk to the priest. The priest's duty is to be compassionate, to be loving, not to condemn, and to see everything is okay, but to give us encouragement and say those words which will definitely affect our lives, as it did the life of the adulterous woman. If Jesus were to write a quiet message on the ground for me, what would it be? That is the question that we must ask ourselves when we are preparing for confession. May God bless you and help you to make a good confession and help you during this wonderful but challenging time of Lent. My name is Father Tom Casey Esume of the Esume Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you God's blessings.